Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. The world of TV is changing around us, and it changes a bit more on Friday when TiVo launches in New Zealand. TiVo is a Freeview digital recorder, and as such, it'll have its work cut out in the market where Sky TV is already so dominant. On the other hand, Telecom is selling TiVo, and TVNZ owns a third of the regional licensee Hybrid Television. I talked to Hybrid TV CEO Robbie Minicola about the things that make TiVo different. Well, Robbie, I think a lot of New Zealanders will be familiar with the idea of a DVR via products like MySky. What makes TiVo different?
TiVo is about absolute enjoyment of free-to-air television, but more importantly, digital television, but more importantly, be able to command and control that experience through recording with season pass and wish list. But TiVo in New Zealand is an entirely different thing, because we're launching a service for the first time ever in the world through TiVo when it goes on sale with Telecom, and that's CASPA On Demand. And CASPA is the broadband portal of on-demand entertainment, which is movies, television, music videos, artist interviews and concerts, and a load more.
So that makes it as much a telecommunications and broadband device as a TV device, doesn't it?
Well, it comes back to our name, Hybrid TV. It's about free-to-air television, and the flip side of the hybrid is broadband entertainment. What we believe is that once people are exhausted with their choice on free-to-air, the additional content they want it now. They don't want long-tail linear content. They want on-demand content. I want that movie now. I want that TV program now. And that's what CASPA provides them in TiVo.
Why did you go that particular direction? Because it's quite different than the way you launched it in Australia, that Telecom is selling the device and provides the service.
When we launched TiVo in Australia, it was basically a Rolls-Royce DVR. And our whole reason for existence at Hybrid TV is to take that proposition into a broadband one. The reality is that when we were going to launch in New Zealand, we knew this is where we were heading, and starting out with consumer electronic stores was not the best messaging for us. If we wanted to make the broadband portal sing, we needed a relationship with an ISP, and who better than Telecom with the biggest market share?
Now, I think there's already been some confusion about this. To use the TiVo, do you have to be a Telecom subscriber?
You know, I'm really glad you asked that, because I get asked this question all the time, and it means that the message is not clear. The reality is anyone in New Zealand can go into a Telecom store and purchase a TiVo. But when you get home and you install it and use your TiVo, which you will love it because Australians love it right now and there's no CASPA in Australia, the minute you get invited to go over for dinner at your girlfriend's house to watch the TiVo, and she's with Telecom, and she can access CASPA and download a movie for you both to watch, there reigns the difference. So we want everyone in New Zealand to buy a TiVo, but those people that are with Telecom can get access to the CASPA service.
Let's talk a bit about, for a start, what does CASPA stand for?
I wish I had a really sexy, cute definition of the acronym, because I think everybody like cute and sexy portal always. But in fact, it's Content and Services Platform Asia. It's our IP that we're launching in New Zealand. It will eventually end up in Australia. And it is our hope that CASPA will eventually be the way that people consume content beyond free-to-air television.
Short version, it is TV, you can watch whole series and movies and music as well?
Yep, we're very fortunate. What we did is we knew with our background with TVNZ and 7 Media Group that we knew TV and movies, but we didn't understand music and how the music proposition works with the consumer. So what we did is we already have a very strong relationship with Sony. Sony Entertainment provide our movie and TV portfolio in CASPA. So we went to the Sony Music guys, and we said, hey, you've got this thing called Bandit.fm, and it's going really well. We'd like to showcase Bandit through the CASPA service. And Bandit.fm is available in Australia, but it doesn't arrive in New Zealand until the end of this month. So the hilarity is New Zealanders are going to get a taste of Bandit.fm before it even arrives on the shores. The Bandit.fm proposition in CASPA is free music videos, free artist interviews, as well as concerts that you can pay-per-view to watch.
Tell me about TiVo Genie, because that's kind of cool. I would quite like that on my iPhone.
Well, TiVo Genie is, everybody wants to record things, but they forget about it. Or when they get to work, they go, oh, darn, I forgot to record something when I was at home. Or you frantically try to ring somebody to break into your house to record your programs. With TiVo Genie, you can go anywhere where there's an internet connection, which is your computer, anywhere in the world, really, on your iPhone or your WAP-enabled phone, your mobile-enabled phone. And all you do is you log into your MyTiVo account, and it gives you your data or their program schedule for the next 7 days, and you can choose to record or season pass from anywhere in the world. Then when you get home to the living room, it gives you a little message to say, hey, got your notice from the internet, and yep, that recording is going to proceed as planned. So it's a good service.
Who is your market for TiVo? Because things like TiVo Genie are really, they're leading edge, hip, urban, early adopter type things. Is that your market, or is it mums and dads?
Our market is anyone who watches television. We don't preoccupy ourselves with their understanding of broadband or their ability to use a computer or any of that. We say to people, if you love television, you're going to love TiVo. And our product is so simple that we do all the heavy lifting on the thinking, that all you have to do is just enjoy it. Enjoy the movies on demand, enjoy the TV, but you don't have to think about anything to do it. Even the setup. People think, oh my God, I've got to hire somebody to set up the service. The reality is you plug it into the wall, you plug it into your rooftop area, and plug that into your TV, and the guide actually tells you what to do. So it's meant to be anyone from your absolute geek, of which there are a lot that love our product, right through to mum and dad or grandparents.
And for the geeks, there's the home networking package, which is I quite like the look of, because I have movie files on my computer, and this helps me play them on the television.
We say that the geeks like home networking, but nearly 40% of our customers in Australia have bought home networking after they bought the TiVo or at the same time. And what Telecom said that they wanted to do is, because it's such a significant feature, they want to actually include it in the purchase price for free up until the third week of January, which is fantastic for New Zealanders. Home networking does three things. The first thing it does is all of my music, my photos, and my video files, I can actually transfer to my TiVo to watch on the big screen in the home. That means I never have to crowd around a little computer to show the wedding photos or the birthday pics or listen to my music or my video files. The second thing home networking does is all my free-to-air recordings that are on the TiVo, I can take them off there and transfer them to my computer so I can watch them over there, or I can automatically compress them for my PSP or my iPhone or my iTouch or any portable viewing device. The third thing that home networking does is it allows me, if I have two TiVo units in the home, I can actually be in the living room and watch the stuff I've recorded on the TiVo in the bedroom. And vice versa. From the bedroom, I can watch the stuff in the living room. And this happens to me a lot because I get kicked out of the room from the kids, and I can still watch my show in another room.
How important a part of the proposition are those extended services like TiVo Genie and like the home networking? Are they kind of your killer selling point?
I think what we found was the minute a household gets a second unit, they immediately want home networking because they want to share between the devices and have that convenience. What we also found is that people that do a lot of home videos and they do a lot of things on their computers with photos and everything, they want home networking because they want to see it on the big screen. But what I find is that the average family with kids, and they all have their portable devices. For me, my son, he's got a PSP. He's got 165 episodes of Simpsons on his PSP that I did not pay for. They get downloaded to my TiVo automatically to the PC, automatically compress, and automatically update on his PSP. So the great thing about that is I pay for this product called TiVo. I get this home networking, but I'm not continually paying for more things. Like most people get a PSP, they have to buy content, or you get an iTouch, you got to buy applications or movies. So I guess it just it makes good sense, but people come at the proposition from different directions.
I'm slightly amused to hear you talking about buying two TiVos. I think a lot of people are going to look at it and think the price for one is stiff enough. How much is it going to be at retail?
So first, just so you know, over 30% of our customers in Australia have two. And we've got about 4% of our customers that have three units in the home. So it's not unusual for people to have a second unit. Telecom is our exclusive retailer. So if you want to get a TiVo, you need to head to Telecom or dial their 123 to get their assistance. What they've done is they've made it really easy for people to buy. Basically, as a Telecom broadband customer, all you need to do is contact them. You pay $200 up front, and for 24 months, you pay $30 a month. If you decide that you want to buy it outright, you can. I think that's $920 to buy it outright, but I'm sure many people are just going to pay $200 up front, $30 a month. At the end of that period, you own the unit. You're not renting anything, and so your TiVo stays with you forever. But if someone's not with Telecom, they could still go into Telecom, and they can definitely buy a TiVo and use it and love it, because that's what people in Australia do, but they will not have access to CASPA.
So how many New Zealanders are you hoping will have a TiVo this time next year?
Every single person in New Zealand.
Realistically, Robbie.
First, what we're working with is a Telecom's customer base, because basically what they're doing is saying no matter what broadband plan you're on, you can add a TiVo to that proposition. So looking at the population of 1.6 million, I think Telecom have about 60% of that. So I would say that we're hoping to, you know, persuade Telecom customers to come to us first. But our five-year plan is 160,000 for New Zealand. Telecom obviously want that to be bigger, and so do we. But what our five-year business plan is, no less than 160,000.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'll be humbly appreciative if we can get better than that.
Hybrid TV CEO Robbie Minicola, and TiVo, as we said, launches on Friday after the break, Armageddon Expo and the Brunettes.